Pet Life Radio.
You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Master Pet Chef Mickey Voisard. Hey, thanks for joining us. You know, on today's show, I'm going to be talking about giving your dog a treat. Dog treats are lots of fun, and I always suggest to people the best treat that you can give your dog sometimes is none at all. At least none of the commercially packaged treats. You know, I know that sounds like cruel and unusual punishment for your average American pet dog and probably your average American human, but if you read the ingredients on the treat package, you might feel much better about not showing your love in this way. So when we return, we'll continue talking about some good treats for your dog. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Hey, ready to take a walk? Not just you, but the whole family. It's the 2009 Whisker Walk, Sunday, June 7th from 11 to 3 at the Lancaster Fairground in Lancaster, Massachusetts. Pet owners and animal lovers walk to lend a paw to benefit the animal shelters and pet charities they love. Come see exhibits, demonstrations, educational programs, special attractions, product giveaways, entertainment, auctions, raffles, food, fun, and things for adults and kids to see, do, and buy, both human and pet-related. Whisker Walk 2009, a fun day for everyone. For more information, log on to whiskerwalk.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pet Life Radio proudly presents DSPN, the Dog Sports and Performance Network. Get ready to unleash the dog sports enthusiast in all of us. From speed drawing and mushing to racing, agility, and competition. This is the place to learn all about the dog sports and activities that you can do with your furry best friend and canine competitor. So get ready for game time. DSPN with your host, Lori Williams. Every week, on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio. We're talking about pet treats. I feel that sometimes treats are the downfall of us humans and sometimes our pets. We just can't resist the idea of not buying a treat for Fido. Just hang out at the major pet store and you'll see that one out of three shoppers ends up adding at least a singular treat for their dog, if not a box of treats. Recently, I attended a lecture on health for humans where the holistic health practitioner backed up my belief and said that if humans would just give up their daily treats, they would be much healthier and would lose weight. So it's no different for our dogs, except that dogs usually will not turn down a treat that you give them. I say usually because I have had people in my dog chef kitchen tell me that their dog that is fed naturally won't eat treats from a box because they can sniff out the synthetic ingredients. That's the clue. A dog can sniff out offending ingredients that we can't. Some dogs do a better job of it than others. A lot depends on the age of a dog and how naturally they have been fed. Since my four dogs eat very little processed food, they won't eat box treats. I always feel sorry for the lady at the drive-up window at the bank. She tries desperately to give my dogs milk bones, but they always refuse them. And I always tell her, well, you know, they eat naturally, and I don't think she really knows what that means. And so to make her feel better, I take the bones anyway, and I tell her they may like to eat them at home, but they never do. They never eat them. They just sniff them and walk away. And dogs have that smell-taste thing going. Their sense of smell is better than their ability to taste. And for us humans, we like presentation. That's one of the best things that we like about food. We're attracted to the color and the cleanliness and the appearance. And of course, the pictures. We like cute pictures of dogs or cats on the box of the treats. That always gets our attention, those cute pictures. And I've also noticed recently that the term human grade is showing up a lot on the boxes of processed treats. And that seems to reassure people that these treats must be great. But we have to take it to that next step and read those tiny ingredients on the side or the back of the box or the bag. That's where there's some semi-truth of what's really in the box. There's one word that shows up a lot in pet treats, and that is propylene glycol. In fact, propylene glycol, I start seeing it showing up in a lot of human products like deodorants and shampoo, hand and face lotions, and a host of other products. But we're also pretty familiar with it in the glycol family and what is composed of antifreeze. Propylene glycol is part of antifreeze. And when I was in Alaska, they sell a product there to spray on your windshield to keep ice from forming. And it has two kinds of propylene glycol products in it. It's not exactly what I want to see in my pet treats or my shampoo. So do yourself a favor, and I would recommend before feeding your pet a treat with propylene glycol to do a search on it on the internet. It may change your idea of its safety in any product. And the other common pet treat we see is made with a form of peanut butter. Peanut butter is another attractant for humans, mainly. The majority of us like and can eat peanut butter. But prior to this latest scare on peanut butter out of Georgia, I was not a big fan of it for pets. Unless you read the ingredients, most people don't realize the amount of sugar that is listed in peanut butter. I would prefer the whole peanut to the peanut butter spread. The problem that we see with a lot of our food today usually comes from the processing. Every time someone takes the food to the next process, there's airborne bacteria, insects, rat droppings, and all of those can contaminate the processing. So sharing a few peanuts with your dog, I believe, is better than the peanut butter spread. You know, I have a question for you. What is a treat? What's your definition of a treat? You know, I always look things up in the dictionary when I get confused because sometimes my husband and I argue a lot about definitions and we always have the dictionary nearby. And one day we were talking about treats and I said, well, I'm going to look it up. And the dictionary had many definitions, but the closest to what I was interested in reads something like, a treat is anything which gives great or unusual pleasure, a delight, or a moment of special time. So when we return from our break, we'll hear more about the definition of a treat for your pet and how it relates to food. So we'll return right after these messages from our sponsors.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on? Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet Magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet Magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Got questions about your hound's health? Need the facts on Fido's fitness or food? You want to unleash your pup's potential? Well, you've come to the right place with Win with Dogs. Here, we learn how easy it is to naturally improve the lives of our furry friends. So sit, stay, and get ready to Win with Dogs. With me, Raquel Wynn. Exercise, nutrition, interaction, and love make for one healthy, happy hound. Give yourself the gift of knowledge, on demand, every week, right here at Pet Life Radio with me, Raquel Wynn, and Wynn with Dogs.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio. If the dictionary suggests that a treat may be anything which gives great or unusual pleasure, hey, how about a car ride for your pet? And let him hang his head out the window or drool like a fool. Or a walk to a place you both have never been. Make a couple of hard-boiled eggs and some cottage cheese, and the two of you, or you and your family and the dog, can dine al fresco. Now that's a treat, a picnic with your dog. The dictionary also says that a treat can be a delight. Your dog doesn't really know the difference between a store-bought treat or one you make at home. So there's plenty of great dog treat recipes you can throw together. You might find a few on the internet or some books at the bookstore. There's a lot of great dog treats. I just happen to have a book called Becoming the Chef Your Dog Thinks You Are. That's been around for a while, and I have a lot of treats in there. Or do as a friend of mine does with his golden retriever, Greta. They share ice cubes. Greta has never had a store-bought treat, and she doesn't appear to be deprived. She really turns the eating the ice cubes into a game. She chases it around a lot. But particularly in the summer, ice cubes are really a great treat. So you're the one who determines what a treat is. If you've just made treats something that is store-bought, then you can change that at any time. How about giving your dog a one-inch piece of fresh zucchini dipped into cream cheese? Or use a carrot or a crust of bread, dip that into cream cheese. The dictionary also suggests that a moment of special time spent with your dog is a treat. When was the last time you got down on the rug, eye to eye, and played with your dog? My dogs love a game we play with a strawberry. I let them smell it first, and then I hide it. At the end, they each get a bite of it. We sometimes use apples. Apples are fun, too. You can cut the apples into chunks and hide them. Sometimes I take apples and I put them outside into different areas, and I let my dogs find them outside. Some dogs really like to hunt for food. They still have that instinct. And so putting food, particularly food that's not going to rot right away, if they find it, don't find it for a day or so, it doesn't matter. But particularly apples are fun, and I find them chewing on the apples just kind of like a dog might chew on a bone. So that might be something you can go out and take some apples, put them in your backyard in different places, kind of like an Easter egg hunt, and let them hunt them down. Some dogs really like that better than just eating out of a bowl. And, you know, you could take vegetables. Vegetables make good treats. You have like a small 1-inch piece of carrot or zucchini or jicama. I don't know if you know what jicama is, but it's pretty popular down here in Arizona. Hispanics eat a lot of jicama. And you can dip it in cream cheese or cottage cheese or apple butter. Apple butter is really a good alternative for peanut butter. You have to read the ingredients of apple butter, too, because sometimes if you're buying it right in most of the common grocery stores, it has a lot of sugar in it. You're probably better to buy it at some health food store, or you can even make your own. There's recipes on the internet for just apple butter without sugar. You really don't need to have the sugar in it. And there's a lot of fruit, such as watermelon. Put a cantaloupe, bananas, strawberries, apples, like we talked about before. Watermelon, be sure to include the rind with that so your dog can actually chew on the rind. A watermelon is a whole food, and if you're just feeding it the meat, which is the red part, the juicy part, they're not getting the whole nutrition. So give them the rind too, and you might want to do that outside or on your deck or on your patio. And you can also dab those in the cream cheese or the apple butter. And I also have some favorite training treats. I'm not really fond of hot dogs. It seems like everywhere I go, people are using hot dogs as training treats. And I'm wondering if people really understand what's in a hot dog. And now there's a lot of scares on lunch meats, what they call lunch meats, prepared meats like hot dogs and bologna and things like that. There's a lot of nitrates and all kinds of preservatives in those. And if you eat salmon, you can take the skin off. You could get the kind that has the skin on it, take the skin off, stick it into your little broiling oven, kind of like a toaster oven, and bake that or broil it about just a few minutes at 350 degrees. And then you take that and put it into a paper towel and kind of dry it with a paper towel. And you can tear these into tiny little treat-sized things and put those into baggies, and then you can keep that refrigerated. Pull them out for training treats. You would find treats for cats that are basically the same thing of what I'm suggesting, except they have to put preservatives into their system. So I hope you use your imagination and not just go out and buy pet treats. That's too easy. But it's not as difficult as we're thinking, and it is a lot of fun. And you can start looking around the house, and you can find a lot of things that can basically be pet treats. They just don't have to come from a box. And I think you'll see a big difference in your relationship with your pet. And also, hey, here's the best part. You're going to save a lot of money, too. So I hope you got something from our little treat show here. And I, in the future, I want to also have some folks on that do produce or make great pet treats, and they might give you some ideas as to how to make some at home. So stay tuned for that in the future. Until our next show, I want to thank our producers for making this show possible. Go to my websites, dogchefdetective.com or dogchefs.com. If you'd like transcripts of this show or any other of the great shows on Pet Life Radio Network, go to petliferadio.com and click on the Pet Chef. You can also send me your questions or comments to Mickey, M-I-C-K-I, at petliferadio.com. So until next time, bon appetit.
You're listening to petliferadio.com.